ויצב מאיש ומאיש הקמין וזגני ישו ויום למר שמור את כל המצווה אשר נוכי מצב מצב אסכם היום גארד את כל המצווה אשר נוכי מצב אסכם היום let's see Rashi Rashi פסק א' שמור את כל המצווה I'm sorry about that. I apologize. Thank you very much for waiting for me. You're too kind. I don't deserve you. I don't deserve such loyal Talmidim. I don't know what I did over here. Okay, Pasuk Aleph, Revi'i, Vayitzav Moshe v'zignei Yisrael eskola osam lemar shomor guard eskol hamitzah asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayoyim, Rashi shomor eskol hamitzah l'shoyim hoyveh. Okay, in the present tense, guard eskol hamitzah, what does Rashi mean with the present tense? I'm not sure what he means to say that. What he means, let's see the Targum ufakeid, Moshe commanded, Moshe commanded, V'soveh Yisrael yos almo lememar. This is different. You see, all the time Moshe is the one that's doing the talking. In this pasuk, for the first time, it's not only Moshe that's giving commands, it's Moshe and the Zignei Yisrael. Moshe here, for the very first time, is joining together with the Zignei Yisrael to command the people. Shomor guard is called mitzvah. So if you look at the Targum again, V'faked Moshe commanded, V'soveh Yisrael yos almo lememar. Taru means to guard. Yoskol taf keid ta, all of the commandments. Dano mifakeid yoschoin yoimo, then that I command you this on this day. Guard all of the commandments which I command you on this day. Okay, so let's see over here what it says over here. That's it. Guard all of the commandments that I command you on this day. Let's see the commentator pasuk aleph. Taru means to guard. Targum loshon rabim kemahem shaka pasuk anuch mitzav eschem. Targum loshon sivui shamar v'zemakar v'nir shadatay kirashi shamakar mishamish kitzivui v'yaf shakosav rashi shamakar mefarish l'pula masmedes l'chein tegum shaka oshel havei dikir kolem etunu leilu to havei dikir. Remember, so he's saying over here, something over here. Let's see what he says over here. Taru is called the Andon. No, I don't know what he's talking about over here. Ooh, look at this. Vakeid kol. Wait, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on over here. Is he saying a chiddush?
Yes. Armstrong.
Yeah.
Translates to keep or something.
To keep, okay.
Not Shomer is not God, but keep.
So the question over here, when it says guard or keep, es kol hamitzvah, which mitzvah, when mitzvah is beloshen yochid, mitzvah means a single mitzvah. So this is the debate. The debate is when Moshe and the Zikne Ha'am commanded the people, was he commanding them to guard the mitzvah that's coming up? The mitzvah that's coming up is to write the entire Torah on stones. When they come into Eretz Yisrael, they're supposed to take stones. Very complicated. What exactly are they supposed to do? They're supposed to take stones out of the yard, out of the water, and they're supposed to erect these stones and etch onto the stones all of the Taryag mitzvahs, or some say Mishnah Torah, or some say the entire Torah. So here when they're being commanded, guard eskol hamitzvah, so it doesn't say eskol hamitzvahs, b'loshen rabim, all of the mitzvahs, it only says eskol hamitzvah, a singular mitzvah. Or maybe the fact that it says kol means all, maybe it does mean all of the mitzvahs. So the dilemma here that the Mefarshim are dealing with, which is what's mashma over here, very quickly looking over here in the Mefarshim, is this command a command specifically for the mitzvah of the stones that's coming up in the next psukim? Or is this just a general mitzvah? Make sure when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you observe all of the mitzvahs. So Rashi...
From the translation, seems to be only the mitzvahs which he will give him today.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Right. Okay, fine. That's a possibility. Rashi, it's not mashm either way. Rashi, it says, Shemar guard, es kol ha-mitzvah, l'shoin hoiveh. The present tense. Whatever that means. In the present, maybe what it means in the present tense, it means the mitzvah that's relevant now. Maybe it is mashma. That right now, I'm giving you a mitzvah. Today, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to do this mitzvah now. The other mitzvahs, not necessarily now, many of the other mitzvahs are not going to become applicable until many, many years from now. It's going to be many years are going to go by until you're going to have the other mitzvahs. A melech, shumas sumaisrois. Not every mitzvah applies today. Most of the mitzvahs will first go into effect many years later. But this mitzvah is imminent. Imminent. You're about to cross the Yarden. When you cross the Yarden, stop in the middle of the Yarden and find stones in the middle of the Yarden to take out of the water with you. So when it says mitzvah, what does it refer to? So the Targum says, Yos kol tafkedeto. Tafkedeto. So he wants to say the word tafkedeto, and the Targum means sivui. Let's see. I don't know exactly what he's trying to say, but the Ibn Ezra, and who else? The Ibn Ezra. And Rabbeinu Bachya, the Ibn Ezra and Rabbeinu Bachya explicitly state that when it says here in the word Asher Anochi Mitzvah, Eskol HaMitzvah, and it does not say Eskol HaMitzvois, we're only referring to one specific mitzvah, the mitzvah of erecting the stones. We're not referring to all of the Taryag mitzvahs. Now, does Rashi and Unkelus agree or disagree? That has to be figured out. I don't know. Pasuk Beis. V'hoya, it will be. Bayoim on the day. Asher ta'avru es ha-yarden. When you cross the yarden. El ha-aretz. To the land. Asher. Hashem elokech noisein loch. V'hake moso lucha avonim gedilos. You shall erect large stones. V'sadito oisam basid. And you shall smear them with lime. Sid. Over here, by the way, Sid is spelled with a sin, not with a samach. Okay, Sid, fine. Let's see over here what it's over here in Rashi. V'akemos l'cha b'yardein, v'yachar kach toitzio misham acherois, others, v'sivnu mehem mizbeach bahar evol, v'nimtzeis ato oimer, shaloisha mine avonim hayu, shtei mesre b'yardein, Uchenegdan ba Gilgol, Uchenegdan ba Har Evol, Kidi Isa b'Mesechta Saita. Alright, so this is very confusing for me at least. And over here, he's coming to teach you this Rashi, is telling you that there are three sets of stones. There is a set of stones that were erected in the Yarden itself. In the Yarden. And then there was a set of stones that was erected in Gilgol. Gilgal is right where you come into Eretz Yisrael. That's the first stop, right away. And then Evel, Greece and Evel, is all the way on the other side. I think it's about 50 miles away. Okay, the width of Eretz Yisrael from one end to another is only, it's mamish nothing. It's such a small land. The whole width of Eretz Yisrael is 50 miles. So the other set of stones, and that's where Har Griz and Har Evel are on the west of Eretz Yisrael. They entered into Eretz Yisrael on the east side, and then they went to the west. So there are going to be three sets of stones. A set of stones that they're going to erect inside the Yarden itself. A set of stones they're going to erect when they come into Gilgal. And a third set they're going to erect when they get all the way to the west, of Evel. Let's read Rashi again. V'akei moysol l'cha b'yardin. You shall erect in the yardin. V'achar kach, and afterwards, totzioi misham acherois. Take out of the yardin other stones. V'tivnu mehem mizbeach, and build a mizbeach bahar. Eivol and build from those stones the Mizbech and Har Eivol. Nimse Sato Eimer, according to this, Shloisha Mine Avanim Hayu, three sets of stones. Shteim Eshrei Bayardin, 12 stones corresponding to the 12 tribes in the Yardin itself. Uchenegban Ba Gilgal, another 12 stones in Gilgal. That's the first city where they settled when they came into Eretz Yisrael. It's all the way on the, all the way, they're coming from the east, from the east side. Uchenegban, another 12 stones, Bahar Eval, that's where they did the curses. Alright, we have to see more. Let's see first the Targum. Targum says, Vayihei b'yoyma disibrun yos yardina. When you will cross the Yarden, la'ara into the land, the Hashem elokach yohev loch uskim loch you shall erect avnin rav rivon, large stones. Usisud yoshein b'sido, you shall smear them with wine. See, in Aramaic, they spell Sid is with a samach, not with a sin. In the Pasuk, it's spelled with a sin, but in the in Ungulus, it's spelled with a samach. All right, let's see over here the commentator. The commentator does not have anything to say, so we go further. Now we go to Pasuk Gimel. V'chasavta aleihin, you shall write upon the stones, as called Divriyatar Hazois. Be'ovrecho, when you pass over, leman, so that, asher tovo el oretz, you shall come into the land, asher Hashem l'kecho nosein l'cho, eretz land, zavas that flows, cholov advash, milk and honey, kasher diber Hashem elokei avoisech, l'chol Hashem spoke to you about it. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi plus the Gimel says, there is no Rashi. Okay, no Rashi, interesting. Targum says, v'sichtoiv alechen yoskol piskomei, all the words, oiraisa, Hadov this, be mibroch, when you pass over, be deal so that this say all you shall enter. La'ara da Hashem lekach yochev loch, ara, a land of da, produces chalav, dvash, milk, and honey, kemo demalel Hashem lekach, da avho soch loch, like Hashem, the God of you, the Hashem, your God of your father, spoke to you. All right, it's not really so clear. What does this pasuk over here mean? The pasuk means is that you shall do this when you pass over. You shall write upon the stones all the words of the Torah when you pass over, so that you will enter. It sounds like it's a condition. If you don't erect the 12 stones and write on the 12 stones all the words of the Torah, it almost sounds like in the pasuk that you're not going to merit to come into the land. Why is this a condition? I don't know. Let's see, there's no commentator on the Targum here. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Dalet, V'hayel b'Avrechem es ha'yarden, you'll pass the Yarden. Takimu, you shall erect, es chavonim ho'ele, when you'll pass over the Yarden, you shall erect these stones, asher nochi mitzav eschem ha'yom ha'har evil, v'sadito isam basid. Okay, nochim on, more stones. Pasuk hei, uvonisa sham mizbeach, you shall build here a mizbeach, la'ashem elokecha, mizbach havonim, a mizbeach of stone, lo sonif aleihem barzel, do not lift upon the stones iron. Pasuk vav, Avonim shlemos tivne, the mizbeach shall be made from complete stones, es mizbeach Hashem elokecha, v'halisa lav oilos, you shall bring up upon this mizbeach oilos, la'Hashem elokecha. Pasuk zayin, v'zovachta shlamim, you shall sacrifice carbon shlamim, v'yachalta sham, v'somachta, you shall rejoice lefnei Hashem elokecha. Pasuk ches, v'chasavta alhu avonim, you shall write on the stones, es kol divrei ha'Torah hazois, Ba'er Heitev, very well explained. Okay, there's a lot of repetition, and there's a lot of, at least I'm very confused. There's not much Rashi on this. Rashi says nothing. He says, Ba'er Heitev, B'shivim Loshayim. So it would seem that Rashi really is summarizing the Rashi that we just read in Pasuk Beis, is a summary of everything that it says over here in these Psukim. And when we read these Psukim very clearly, it seems that indeed there are three different times when the Torah is telling you to set up stones. It's telling you to set up stones when you pass the Yarden. That was Pasuk Beis. Let's go through the Pesukim again and just try to fit into Rashi. Rashi says, when you're passing through the Yarden, stop. Stop in the middle of the Yarden and set up stones. V'akei moysol l'cha avodim gedolos v'sadetoy sambasid. Where? Right there, in the middle of the Yarden. Now, I don't understand what's going to happen when you finish crossing the Yarden, the water is going to come back. So I guess the water is not going to be able to knock down the stones. The stones are going to, I don't understand, the stones are going to stand above the Yarden. There's a miracle happening. They go into the Yarden, a miracle happens, and the Yarden stops flowing. The Yarden is flowing downstream, and the Yarden suddenly, miraculously stops in order to allow the Jewish people passage. While they are passing, there's a crew that stops, and from the ground, they find stones, and they create a monument of stones that has 12 stones. Now, my question is, after they will ultimately pass over the Yarden and go to dry land, and the water of the Yarden will resume flowing down the Yarden, will the water cover the stones? Will the water flood the stones? And if you want to see the stones, you have to go scuba diving? You got to go scuba diving to go see the stones? Or does it mean that when you're in the Yarden, you shall erect stones that are massive, that they should be so, so tall that after you cross the Yarden, you can still, the stones will stand above the waters of the Yarden? Is that what it means? Or does it mean that you shall erect the stones along the bank of the Yarden? It doesn't necessarily mean you shall erect the stones in the Yarden itself, because when the Yarden begins to flow, it's going to flood the stones. It means erect the stones along the bank of the Yarden. Maybe that's what it means. So I'm giving you three interpretations. It says here, you're crossing the Yarden, and when you cross the Yarden, in the Yarden itself, erect 12 stones. And on those 12 stones, you smear with lime, and you write upon all of the entire Torah. Where are you erecting the stones? In the Yarden itself, which will then be underwater when the Yarden resumes? Or is it going to be, it's going to rise above the water? Or are the stones to be erected along the bank of the Yarden? It's not so clear. But one thing is for sure, according to Rashi, there are going to be 12 stones, and they're going to be in the Yarden, and these stones are going to be covered with sid. And on the Sid, or under the Sid, it's not so clear exactly, you're going to etch all of the words of the Torah. Now, if not mistaken, there's a major machlokes amongst the Rishonim, how much of the Torah did they write on these stones? I think one opinion says they only wrote Chumash Devarim. Another opinion says they wrote the whole Torah. Another opinion says they only wrote the Aseres HaDibros. Another opinion says they wrote the Taryag Mitzvahs, a short version of the Taryag Mitzvahs. They took the Taryag Mitzvahs and they wrote a short version of the Taryag Mitzvahs. All right, whatever it was, that's what it says. Now, Pasuk Gimel, it goes on to say, V'chasavta leim eskul divrei Torah hazos, ad b'avrecha, b'avrecha, l'man asher Torah l'aretz, asher Hashem elokecha nosei lach l'eretz zavat chol l'dvash, kasher divrei Hashem elokecha Hashem elokei avasech lach. Okay, fine. So we're done. Now, Pasuk Dalet tells us about a second set of stones. Where? In Har Eivel. Well, maybe I made a mistake. Let's see. V'hoyo b'orach mes ha'yargin, tokimu es avar ma'ila, Pasuk Dalet, asher nochem mitzav es ha'mayom, b'Har Eivel. Now, Har Eivel is very far away. Har Eivel is a long, long distance. And it says you're going to set up another set of stones. And those also, v'sadita oisam basid. And not only do you do that, it says that you should also make a mizbeach. Uvanisha mizbeach l'Hashem lukecha, mizbeach avonim. Leitzivne alein barzel. Avonim shleimos tivne. Es mizbeach Hashem lukecha, v'alisa lovoilus l'Hashem lukecha, v'zivach l'shomim v'rachal t'shom, v'smach l'fnei Hashem lukecha. V'chos avta, and you will write, alu avonim es kol divrei Torah hazos she'bar heitev. Now, it could be that we're not yet finished yet. It could be that there's more. So over here, the Pesukim only mention explicitly two different sets of stones. The stones along the Yarden and the stones that are going to be erected in Eivel. And there it's a little bit confusing because it says you make a Mizbeach and you make stones. Is the Mizbeach made from the stones? So the Gemara talks about this, and I don't remember exactly what the Gemara says. All right, let's go a little bit, look at the Targum. There's no commentary on the Targum over here. Let's just read a little bit over here more, and maybe we'll get some clarity. The Targum Pasuk Gimel says, V'sichtoiv, you shall write, Heshi Barth, Shalom Aleichem. Wow, good to see you.
Aleichem Shalom.
Good to see you. How are you feeling, Ashi?
Well, Hashem, a little better. Maybe in a couple of weeks I should be able to be much more calm, maybe.
Okay. Baruch Hashem, to see you. It's good to see you. Okay, we're learning over here. Parashas Kisavai. We're learning a little bit past Revi in Kisavai. The pasuk Gimel the Targum. We'll run to the Targum very quickly. The Sichta Valeim Yoskol Piskame Araisa Hada. This Torah B'Mibrach when you pass B'Dil so that this Seol L'Ara the Hashem L'Koch Yochev Loch Ara Alein of the Chalav Udvash K'mod V'Lo Hashem L'Koch the Avosoloch. Okay, pasuk Dalit V'Hi. B'mibarchoin yos yardina, it will be when you pass the yardin to kimun yos avnaya, then you will put up these stones. Stand on mifaked yos choin yoimadein bitura de evil, the mountain of evil har evil usisud yosod besida pasakei visivne tamon mid b'choyu shal build your mizbech kodem Hashem alakach madbach avnin, a mizbech of stone. Law today, Malichon Barzal, do not go and lift Barzal. Avnin, Shalmon, complete stones, Tivneyos, Madbucha, Dashem Lukach, Visasek, Alohi, Alovon, you shall bring them upon them, Kodam Hashem Lukach, you shall bring up common oilers. Visikois, Nishas Kuchin, you shall slaughter Nichsas Kuch. Now this Pasuk Zion. Vizavachto Shlomim. So there are two korbanos. You bring a korban oila and a korban shalomim. Pasuk Vav discuss the korban oila. It's avnin shlim tivne yas mitbuchot Hashem l'kach v'sasek alohi alovon. Alovon means oilois. Pasuk Zayin it says v'sikois. V'sikois means to slaughter. Nichsas, sacrifices. Kudshin of Shlomim. So we have over here an interesting expression that the translation for the word Shlomim, according to Unkelis, is Nichsas Kudshin, a sacrifice that is holy. So we'll come back to that in a second. V'sechol tamon, you will eat there. V'sichde, you will rejoice. Kadam Hashem Elokach. Okay, so here in the commentator, he writes v'sikosis v'tishchait. Okay, then he says nichsas kuchin shechitas kadoshim mesach tochulin nikra shechitas chulin. Okay, b'nei shamila nichsas hilav davka legovoa. Okay, hoyel unkul tzorch lohisiv kachin v'tirgim loshen rabim ki gam shlomim loshen rabim tzorchin madua kol shemois hakarbonois miturgomen k'loshen hakosov Oiloi Seichoin, Minchosa, Chatosa, Ashma, Toidosa, Virak Shlomim, Tirgame, Bitsua, Kololis. Wow. Uche Ains and Nimsam Divayamim, Akodoshim, Bokor, Sheshmeois, Uperisham Yuchus, Larashi, Kodoshim Kalim, Vizetargoim Shlomim, Api Shlom Muska, Bemiko Kanamila Zevach, Yalzekosas Emesh, and Nirish Adasum Kulis, the Shame Shlomim, Lulum, who Zivche Shlomim. V'yavagav da ha-gemor ha-shom docha ha-zeh mid-rsiv kama pamem stam shlomim shil unglis de goli kura b'ktsas mekoymot zivche shlomim loy ma shekein shem ha-shlomim al b'parashol egel lo tigem b'yikshu shlomim nichsas kutsho elo stam nichsin v'yatanuhan. Okay, alright, he's saying over here a principle which has to be understood, and he says if you go study, you study Chumash Vayikra and you look at the Targum, there are many different types of korbanos. There's a korban asham, right? There's a korban asham, and there's a korban toida, and a korban oila. Every time there's a korban, the Targum always translates the name of the korban. In oila, he translates the oila to be. The word oil is oi loi seichoin. The translation for a korban mincha is mincha sa. The translation for a korban chatos is chatosa. The translation for a korban asham is ashma. Korban translation of korban toida is toidosa. The only korban that the Targum does not translate is the korban shlomim. He translates it stam. It's kudshin, kodoshim, holy sacrifices, like he does in this pasuk. In this pasuk, in pasuk Zayin, it says, "Visikois, you shall slaughter nichsas kudshin, a slaughtering of holiness." And the pasuk, he's translating the words in pasuk Zayin, "Vizavachta she la mim." So he does not translate the word shilamim of shalom of peace. He just says stam, sacrifices that are holy. And I don't know what the answer is, but he's saying over here is that this is a rule. This is a rule that stam kodoshim, I guess the primary type of sacrifice is a karbon shilamim. The primary type of sacrifice is a karbon shlamim. Whenever it says in the Targum, or even in the Psukim, like let's say Divrei Hayamim, it says kodoshim, referring to a karbon shlamim. Everything else are, I guess, specialties. You go to the doctor. Who's the doctor? A general practitioner, a doctor for everything. A little of everything adds up to a lot of nothing. One of my favorite sayings. But you know, you go to a doctor, you go to a general doctor, general practitioner. Today they don't let you go to a specialist until you get, it depends which insurance you have. The cheap insurances will not let you go to a specialist until you get a referral from your general practitioner. Why do they do that? To discourage you from going to the doctor. I know it works for me. If I have to go to the doctor, I say to myself, oh no, I need to go to the eye doctor. But they're not going to take the insurance unless I get a referral from the general practitioner. So I have to first go to my regular doctor, and I have to tell him my problem, and then he has to go refer me to an eye doctor, to the eye doctor I want to go to. And then he'll say, oh, I want, and then what happens? Oh, you're coming to me. He also wants to make parnasa. He also, the general practitioner. So let me do some tests on you. Let me do this. Let me give you another couple of vaccines. Let me do this. Let me do that. It works. I don't want to go to the general practitioner, so I don't go to the specialist. Before you can go to the specialist, you got to get a referral. You have a cheap insurance. So, the general doctor. When it says the word zvachim in the kadoshim in the Torah, kadoshim stam, it refers to a karbon shilamim. It's kolel that's the karbon. If you want to bring a specialist, a karbon oila, a karbon toida, a karbon mincha, a karbon chatas, a karbon asham, then that's a specialist. And the proof is, whenever the Targum this is discussing a unique karbon, it always will translate the karbon by its name. Asham, chatas, toida, oila, but when it comes to the karbon shlamim, he doesn't say the word shlamim, he just says, like what it says over here in Pasuk Zayin, in the Targum, he just says, Nichsas Kudshin, the slaughtering of what is holy. Okay, that's the basic gist of what it says over here. All right, now what else does it say over here? I don't know. That's basically what he says over here. Now let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk. We go now to pasuk. Pasuk. Pasuk Ches. V'chasavta aleim, you will write upon them. Okay, the Targum. The Targum of Pasuk Ches. V'sichtoiv al av na yoyos kol piskamei oraisa hada paresh yo'us, a beautiful perush. Paresh means an explanation that is yo'us, that is fitting. Rashi says it means b'shivim loshoin, 70 languages. So here's, I think, a very nice example over here. For whatever reason, the commentator has gone silent. But like, no, this is something that if you accept the premise that Rashi wrote a commentary on the Targum, so Rashi often disagrees, but sometimes Rashi comes to explain the Targum. Targum is very vague. The Targum says, what shall you write upon the stones? Kol piskami arayis, all the words of the Torah, hadah, this Torah, paresh yo'us. Paresh means a fitting explanation. What does that mean? So Rashi, if you accept the premise, he's coming to explain the Targum. Be'er heitev. Be'er heitev means a fitting explanation in 70 languages. 70 languages. Maybe Rashi, maybe not. Maybe Rashi's coming to disagree with the Targum. I mean, it's not so clear what the Targum means. That it should be a Yo'us is fitting. A Paresh means an explanation. What does that mean? You should write it in Greek? Yavon? Maybe. Yavon was a beautiful language. Is that what it means? A fitting, beautiful language? Maybe you shall translate it in Greek. Maybe you should translate it in I don't know, maybe one language that's fitting. Who says you should translate it in all 70 languages? Well, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says Be'erite means B'shivim Loshen. All right. Let's now go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Tes. Vayedaber Moshe v'Kohanim v'Levim al kol Yisrael le'emor. Haskes u'shma Yisrael. Hayoyim hazeh niyeseh la'om la'Hashem elokecha. Today you have become a nation to Hashem elokecha. Let's read one more Pasuk. V'shamata you shall listen b'kol Hashem elokecha v'yosisa es mitzvesav. You shall guard His commandments, v'yaschukav asheronochi mitzav chayim, which I command you today. Okay, so what do these two psukim mean? Let's see the Rashi, pasuk tes and pasuk yud, haskes, kitar gumoy. Okay, we'll see in a second. Hayoyim azen yesa la'am b'chol yoyim yiyu beinecha kilu hayoyim bos ima bebris. Today you have become a people. Every single day, it should be in your eyes as if today you have entered for the very first time into the covenant. Targum on this pasuk says, Targum pasuk tes says, okay, tar haskes. Let's see the targum. Pasuk tes. Umalel Moshe v'chahanaya levoe im kol Yisrael lemeimar. Now this is interesting. I never realized this. Only because when we started today with Revi, we started by Yitzav Moshe v'ziknei Yisrael. So first of all, we said it's a chidush that Moshe is not acting alone. Until now, Moshe acted alone. Here, all of a sudden, Moshe is not alone. Moshe is together with the ziknei Yisrael. Here in Pasuk Tes, it's not the Ziknei Yisrael. It's Vayedaber Moshe v'hakohanim ha-leviim. So it's interesting. There are two different categories of people. There are the Zikanim, and there are the Kohanim who come from Sheva Levi. Each one has a unique role. Today, what's interesting, there are no Zikanim today. I mean, there are Zikanim. But there's no special yichus of Zikanim. And our generation, there are Kohanim, there are Levim, Yisraelim. You don't have a category of Zikanim. Maybe you do. Maybe if you have smichas chachamim, maybe we don't have smicha anymore. Maybe anyone can be a zaken. Zeh shekan chachma, if you get smichas chachamim. Today there's no smicha anymore. Okay, just because you go to yeshiva and get smicha, it doesn't mean anything. But okay, this is a new idea. The Kohanim Alevim and Kolish of Lemar. Haskes. Targum translates over the word. Atzeis. What does the word Haskes mean? Haskes. So it's a very hard word to translate. I don't know. How does the article translate the word Haskes?
You should listen. Which Pasuk?
Pasuk 9. 27:9.
Yeah, Moses and the Kohanim and the Levites spoke to all Israel, saying, "Be attentive.
Be attentive. Be attentive. Pay attention. Haskes, the art school is translated with Haskes, pay attention. Rashi says nothing. Rashi says kitargumo, like it says in the Targum. And what does the Targum say? Targum says atzeis. What does that word mean? So let me read over here what it says over here in the commentator. Atzeis, l'shoin ha'azonu u'shmiya. To listen. Okay? To listen. Ha'azonu means to listen. U'shmiya. Two words over here in the commentator. And where does he get this from? Hazinu ha'shamayim targumoy atzisoy shemaya. It says in the pasuk, ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'adabera. Now the word ha'azinu is ozen, an ear, which means to listen. And the Targum on that pasuk says this word. He says, atzisoy. So the word atzisoy is the translation for the word ha'azinu. And we know that the word ha'azinu means to listen, because the word hazinu is from the word of an ozen, an ear. Ear is listening. So therefore, by going backwards, when it says haskes, it also means to listen. We're playing a game over here. We have a word haskes. What's the mean haskes? Where else in the Torah does it say the word haskes? I don't know if it ever says it. So Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says like the Targum. And what does the Targum say? Atzisoy. What does that mean? What does the word atzisoy mean? So the commentator, he says, well, we have a right to assume that the Targum, this is the derech of the time, which we do all here all the time, is Targum. He takes a very small language. The Hebrew language is from the smallest languages in the world. And he makes it even smaller. He makes it even smaller by taking many, many words in the Torah and by translating them exactly the same. Okay, it's a shocking thing. Because the Torah is it's the smallest language that we know of. And he makes it even smaller. How do you make it smaller? If the translation of two words which have nothing in common, completely different roots, letters, and the Targum translates them exactly the same. So if the Targum translate the word haskes and the word hazinu exactly the same,
how am I supposed to get something?
The Rav gave me permission to have the shir. Okay, so I'll come around the other way.
Okay.
If the Targum translates the words haskes and the word hazinu with exactly the same word, that must mean that these two words are exactly the same. It's a roundabout method of defining the word haskes. All right. So umalol moshe v'kan l'vimkushol alimar atzeis u'shmai yishol v'yom atzeis means to listen. That's what it says over here. Azino shvam targumo atzeis shmayo, listen. Mayor Appledorf, you hear? It's very late. This is your favorite topic. Lo tsoyes dina. You know what that means? That's the worst thing you can say about someone today. Hazmono ledin Torah. If they send a person a summons to Bezdin, and you don't come to Bezdin, so they give you a second chance. If you don't listen to the summons the second time, they give you a third chance. And if you don't come the third time, you're in a lot of trouble. They write a letter about you that's called, this applies today also, Lo Tsoyeis Dina. This person does not obey the Bezdin. Now today, this is one of the most powerful things that still exists, Gesundheit, in today's day and age. Why? Why is this so powerful today in the 21st century?
There's only one way out of it.
What's the one way out of
when
it?
When you die.
To die? Not, I don't know.
When
I don't
you die.
Who says when you die you're out of it? Who says, we don't know what goes on in the next world. Who says in the next world you're not in a lot of trouble? What is the danger?
Lo b'shamayim.
what is the danger of Lo Tzayis Dina? Why is Lo Tzayis Dina today by far the most powerful thing in the world, even more powerful than the courts have, the government? If Bezdin, a real Bezdin, issues against a person a Lo Tzayis Dina, you know what that means? This person can never in his life take someone else to a Din Torah. It's pretty scary. He's a vulnerable person. If someone comes along and robs him, so what do? You go to Bezdin. You go to Bezdin. You go to Bezdin. Bezdin says, excuse me, we have on record that you were once called to Bezdin. You never showed up three times. Therefore, we are not going to listen to your complaint. And you lose. Someone robs you. Someone really swindles you. And you have an open and shut case. You go to court, go to Beis Din. If you in the past did not go to court when you were summoned to go to court, you refused to go three times, and they wrote a document called Lo Tzayis Dina, you no longer have the power to take anyone else to court. That's a pretty powerful concept. It makes a person very vulnerable to Ganovin. Someone can go and steal from him, and there's nothing he can do, because he is a person upon whom they wrote a document called Lo Tzayis Dina. So what do we need out of this? The word Tzayis means you don't accept authority. So Rashi is over here, the commentator over here is saying is, if you go learn very posh pshat, Hazinu, Hashamayim, Ra'adabera, listen. Okay, it means to listen. But here he says it means much more than listen. It means accept authority. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Accept upon yourself the authority of Bezdin. That's a powerful concept. And then he says to understand. So that's powerful stuff. So what do we learn today? Today, we learned about the three different sets of stones in the Yarden, and Har Grizim, and Har Evel, with also a Mizbeach, and we left more questions than answers as to what the three sets of stones are all about. And then we learned over here about Karban Shalomim. Every time it says in the Torah, Kachim, Stam Kachim is a Karban Shalomim. And you see that from the Targum. And the third Yisod we learned today over here is Haskes either means to listen, and then when it says Shema means to understand, or it means accept upon yourself the authority of Hashem. All right, thank you very much. If not for you learning with me, I would never appreciate these things. I owe it to you. Have a wonderful evening. Take care, everyone. Good night. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Levina. Gute Nacht.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, Peschel. How you doing, Hashi?
Baruch Hashem, Bissel Besser.
Okay. Rabbi Ephraim.
Yeah?
Rabbi Ephraim, the Rhode Island judge ruled that this Portuguese shul has full control of Turo and can evict them.
Evict the Spanish Portuguese synagogue?
No, the Spanish Portuguese can evict the people using the Turo shul right now.
The people who occupy the people who run the shul, the Spanish Portuguese synagogue is the balabas over the Turo synagogue in Rhode
yes.
Island, and they can take all the assets
in Rhode Island.
And they can take all the assets back for themselves.
The assets are theirs, but they can kick the people out of the shul.
But they also can take the assets for themselves.
Obviously, that was no Shiloh. I don't think
that was a Shiloh. Who owns all of the question was who owns it's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. There are some very expensive. The Rhode Island shul, besides who's the balabas, has nechassim. Old Sifrei Torah, as silver, it has some very chashuv things there.
I didn't read the full.